Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up, and we'll have complete market details for you coming up.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacom IGR plus Sentinel insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-777.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Well, cattle futures are holding strong triple-digit gains in nearby contracts as the focus through the market continues to be driven on short-covering activity after the aggressive Friday losses. Trade activity is expected to remain sluggish throughout the rest of the complex, although the tone of the market is likely to remain firm. Corn prices are higher today, with July futures up about 4 cents. Stock markets lower, however, with Dow Jones down 248, NASDAQ down 99. Live cattle futures are holding strong triple-digit gains based on short-covering activity following Friday's losses. The firm support in the grain market is helping to draw buyers back into the complex, though. Cash cattle markets remain quiet, with show lists coming in smaller than last week. The focus on the long holiday weekend and lower plant output due to the holiday next week is expected to limit overall trade activity through the end of the week. Firm buyer support continues in the feeder cattle market early Monday, with gains stepping into the complex following the sharp losses of late last week. Although some support has slowed in deferred contracts, nearby futures continue to hold triple-digit gains. The focus on short covering has driven the market so far through the morning, but it is uncertain if additional buyer support is available and will be willing to step back into the market by the end of the session. Grain futures are higher this morning, led by a surging soybean market, benefiting from more signs of strong demand. And outside markets continue to reel from last week's vote in Britain to leave the European Union. Corn prices are higher, attracting some follow-through buying after Friday's fairly firm close. And rains missed much of the central and northern plains last week, along with parts of the lower Mississippi River and Ohio River valleys. The vegetative health index for corn was flat, showing steady improvement. And big speculators reduced their bullish bet on corn as of Tuesday, around 12%, according to Friday's commitment of traders selling more than the rest of the week. The preliminary report from the Chicago Board of Trade showed futures volume up 20%, with open interest down on only modest fund selling. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.